you'd open them, you turn them.
No, doorknob.
Have you ever heard anyone call it a heel and knob? Ever heard of that?
Yes, uh-huh.
Is that something you hear around here? Or maybe?
I never heard it around here, but there is something up in North Carolina that's a knob. It's not a mountain, they call it. Now, what on earth is, oh, I don't know, maybe it was close to Hickory. Just a little, a small mountain. What on earth? I can't remember, I can't think of it right now.
In Tennessee, there's a Copley knob. Just in East Tennessee, a Copley knob.
Yeah.
I think it's in
Jackson. Yeah, well, it's over there in that part of North Carolina. I think that this knob, that there's something they call a knob. I can't remember where it is right now.
Yeah, and the rocky side of the mountain that kind of goes along straight like this, you'd call it, you fell over the
cliff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have things like that, cliffs around here or anything?
I don't know of any. We haven't got any mountains around here. We haven't got any real steep hill gullies. Oh boy! Now, the Pardews lived up there in the mountain. And it was washed out. There was a space back there, back of their house. You could put probably this house down in there. And you could swing on grapevines across the gully. It could be very deep, you couldn't. But that same washed out up there, and they used to have trouble with the road because it would wash out and get too close to the road, and they'd have to change the road every now and then, going from here to Birmingham. Yeah, those gullies. Yeah.
I guess those things in the cliffs are dangerous things up in the mountains.
Well, you have to watch out for them.
Well,
and Yosemite Park has those walls, stone walls on both sides. But men climb up the faces of those walls, half dome. I've seen on television people climbing. That boy climbing up that building in New York.
I saw
him on television one night. Did you see him? He was on with Johnny Carson.
I didn't see him on TV, but I'll tell you, I was out doing some interviewing this summer when it happened. And I usually get up and when I was getting ready, I'd watch the Today Show or something like that. And they had cameras.
They showed him.
Sure is.
That boy's no fool.
He evidently knew what he was doing.
He makes toys. He has his own business. He's nobody's fool. Nice looking boy.
He knows enough about
Johnny Carson. You know, for a boy to do something like that, Johnny Carson just thinks they're wonderful. Mm-hmm. And he really gives them a good chance to tell, you know, what the... He didn't do it for a show. He had developed that thing that he went up on. Mm-hmm. He explained how he developed that.
He knew the principle behind it.
We're
talking about the mountains. Ever have a name for, you know, in the mountains, kind of a low place that you go through?
Divide.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to tie your boats up, you tie them up to the
dock.
Mm-hmm.
Now Rocky's apartment is right out of marina. They can go downstairs and walk half a block and get to a marina there in Palm Beach where those rich folks bring the boats down there.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them live on the boats and some of them own apartments and just use the boats, you know, to go for rides and have parties and things like that. But they showed me one last summer. The man had left it down there. He wasn't down there, but he had left. But they showed me one last summer that was in his space there and in the marina. And he lives on his when he comes down there. At Palm Beach. Now, if you ever get a chance, go to Palm Beach. I couldn't buy a piece that big square.
That's down near Miami, isn't it?
This side of Miami. Mm-hmm. West Palm Beach. It's over on the ocean. Mm-hmm. West Palm Beach is, there's a canal between the two, Palm Beach and West Palm Beach.
Mm-hmm.
But that Palm Beach is a small place. But I mean to tell you, there's nothing else like it in the world.
I'll have to go down there sometime. I've been wanting to go down to the Keys.
Rocky's taking me down there